seems all this week, it's just bad, terrible news about shootings all across the country.
Yeah, and one of the most human reactions I think that I think of when I see this is, what if this happened to me? What if this happened to my family, my sister, my mother, my wife? What would they do? What could they do?
You don't know what to do when you're in a situation like this, or if you're ever in a situation like this, what your reaction will be. Detective Vinny LaRecchia. Detective, what should we be doing in this situation?
There's a national standard out there. It's published by pretty much every alphabet organization out there, from FBI to DOJ to the Department of Education. And the standard is run, hide, fight. The first suggestion is to run. Get away. Don't worry about leaving anything behind. It's sort of like a fire. Just get out. Hide if you can't run. Hiding isn't just getting underneath your desk or sitting in the corner of the room. You see a lot of videos of people literally just cowering down, head in their hands, like almost hiding in the middle of nowhere. Hiding would be barricade yourself in a room. Take everything in that room and put it in front of that door. Try to protect your space as best as you can. Fight is your last resort. We're not telling anybody to go, oh, there's an active shooter, grab a pencil and go fight him. What we're saying is, if you can't run and you can't hide, fight. And I mean, fight like your only other option is death. And it's scary. My mom probably doesn't want to even think about that. She's a 72-year-old woman. But I've trained my children since they were probably 5 years old to my mom, who's 72, to fight like your life depends on it, because it does.
You know, we're seeing more nowadays these incidents taking place. I mean, nobody ever expects these incidents to take place, right? But we're seeing them in more horrific places time and time again. If it's not a school, if it's a mall or a grocery store now, areas that we always assume that we were safe. For situational awareness, what can we just tell the untrained eye? When you're entering a place, what are the type of things that we should just keep our eyes open for?
So I would say mental preparation of when you enter a new environment. I'm exhausted. My brain is never stopping. Everywhere I go, I'm looking at what if. I'm not saying people need to live like me, because I'm probably the far end of the spectrum on
it. Yeah.
But you should be aware of your surroundings. Understand where your exits are. Understand if things don't look right. Just mentally prepare for, hey, listen, if this were to happen while I'm here, I'll do this. If someone were to walk into this space with a gun and start shooting, I would do this.
You've taught your 5-year-old and you've taught your 72-year-old mother. I mean, I'm curious about both, but let's start with the 5-year-old. How do you teach them to fight? What do you tell them to do, like from a parent's point of view?
I don't think our everyday citizens need to play the hero and try to go stop the killer. But when the killer is in your face, you might as well fight to slow them down, to defeat them, buy time. You don't know, though, what the outcome would be. Did you slow the person down enough to now the police finally have gotten there? Because we're not going to be there in time. When it happens, you're there. I'm not. Someone has to call me, tell the dispatcher to send me there. Dispatcher then has to tell them to go. There's a horrible time gap before the cops are there. So this misconception that the police will be there to save me is wrong. The police want to be there to save you. Drive like crazy to get there to save you. There is a huge time gap between your time and my time.
Run, hide, fight. That's great advice. Detective Vinny LaRecchia, thank you so much. How do we fight? Travis and Connie from Armored Self-Defense coming up.